like the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master مكي مدني مصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has beautifully mentioned that whosoever recites 50 times Durood Sharif upon me daily, I shall shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba and welcome to the viewers of Madani Channel to a wonderful and beautiful series, Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle. And in which way we learnt about the power of intention and how can one build a relationship with the Quran, how can one attain piety, how can one remove arrogance, jealousy, the harms of being ungrateful, art of gratification, the reward of patience, etc., etc. Subhanallah. Wonderful episodes we've accomplished and inshallah, hopefully that anyone who has missed out those episodes can go back and watch the episodes that were missed of the beautiful series Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle, because we are gaining the keys to an Islamic lifestyle where we have the door in front of us, but we need the key to unlock that door. And alhamdulillah, the series is here and is enabling us to properly learn how can one attain success in this dunya and the akhirah. Firstly, most importantly, all praises is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, our sustainer, our provider, our caretaker, the Lord of the entire universe. Whomsoever He guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever He causes to go astray, cannot be guided. And countless of salutations and salawat upon the reason of creation, cream of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, brothers and sisters, we are living in an era where the battlefield of Iman is no longer only outside. It is in our pockets. It is in our hands. It is in our screens. And many Muslims are not losing Iman publicly. They are losing Iman privately, silently, slowly. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah knows the secret, that is immoral glands, of all what is hidden in the hearts. This ayat al-Karima is terrifying. It should penetrate our souls and our hearts. That the secret glance, not the obvious one, not the public one, the hidden one. Today, that hidden glance happens through scrolling, through thumbnails, through private browsing. We switch on incognito mode and we are secretly, privately browsing. And this hidden glance also happens with just one more look where we see something haram and we tell ourselves, okay, just one more time and then I will ask forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. We tell ourselves, no one saw. Allah saw. And you say, no one saw. Allah knows everything what the heart felt while looking. Remember your phone, this thing, your phone, digital device, your iPad, your tablet, your laptop, your TV. Every single screen is a test. not a toy. Technology, see, technology itself, now let's move on modern, like to the modern side. Technology itself is not evil. We use technology day and night. Right now, this channel, Madani channel, is run through what? Technology. You need a camera setup. You need proper lighting. You need a microphone. You need a streaming channel. You need funds for the channel, etc. You see, so now just to speak in a modern way of understanding, or in a modern way that people can understand, technology itself is not evil. Madani channel, alhamdulillah, is part of technology. And countless of people are changing their lives. Some people accepted Islam. Some people became namazi. Some people who did not used to fast are starting to fast now, just because of watching Madani channel or any channel that is Islamic. You see? So technology is not evil itself. It is what we use or what we do with that technology that either makes it good or either makes it evil. It is a test. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And we test you with evil and with good for a trial. And only to us are you to return. Your phone is a part of that test. Allah Azza wa Jal tests us in many ways. Yesterday we learned He tests us about mal, about wealth, halal earning, haram earning, etc. And in a modern way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with what we do with this device. This digital device, what do we do with it? Do we keep on scrolling and watch haram things? Do we search for haram things? Do we desire to look at haram things? What are we using our fingers for? What are we using our hands for? What are we using our bodies for, etc.? So this entire digital device is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one side, technology-wise or modern-wise, it is a gift. We're able to use the same thing to contact people who are in different countries, to speak to our relatives who are far away, to watch and listen to Quran, to listen to Nate Pak, to watch and learn Islam from this phone or through this phone. We get to see the Kaaba Sharif, the picture of Kaaba. Some people didn't even go to Medina or Makkah as yet. May Allah take all of us there. They look through their phones. They get to see what happens, what is around the Kaaba, what is Haram, where is Medina Sharif, how does Gumbad Khazra look, etc. So this device is a test, and it is part of a test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us day and night. Now, if you can teach Quran, right, connect to your scholars or increase your knowledge, meaning through your phone, if you can teach you Quran, if your phone teaches you Quran, you're taking an online course from maybe Faizan Online Academy, you took an online course to learn Quran, proper tajweed, imamat course, etc. Or you connect yourself to scholars where, okay, I don't know if this is jais or not, let me phone my local imam, my local alim edin, or my friend who is an alim, etc. Assalamu alaikum, how are you? Hope you're keeping well. I wanted to know, is this jais, is this na jais? I'm earning in this way, I'm watching this, I'm looking at this, I'm saying this, I'm doing this. This phone can be a means for you to enter Jannah, honestly, if it increases your knowledge. Remember, there are some books that some people cannot afford. It happens. Some books are expensive. Some things, really, there's so much of big volumes where people can't afford it. And what if the teacher itself needs to teach this book in a Darul Uloom or something else, and he himself cannot afford that book? The phone is there. You'll find your book here. So they can use the same device to teach Islamic knowledge, to gain Islamic knowledge, watch videos on how to act upon Islamic knowledge. So now we should realize that if this is the case, then I'm in the clear. My way is going to be towards Jannah. But if your phone corrupts your gaze, destroys your focus in salah, normalizes immorality, indecency, haram, then we should remember the end of this ayah, that the ayat al-kareemah that I recited, that only to us are you to return? We learned about death yesterday. We learned about death day before yesterday. And we learned about death, that death will come at any time. And we know that we're going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will return, not your followers. They'll return on their own. You won't return with them. You'll return alone. Not your followers, not your device, not your search history, just you. Whatever you used to do, whatever it is, will all be recorded in your book of deeds. The same device you used it for good, all your good deeds are increasing. Your good deeds are increasing. If you used it for bad, your sins are increasing. At the end of the day, you're going to go towards the qabr. You're going to return to your Lord. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam warned us about a terrifying category of people. It was narrated from Thoban that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I certainly know people of my nation who will come on the day of resurrection with good deeds like the mountains of Tihama, but Allah will make them like scattered dust. Thoban said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, describe them to us and tell us more so that we will not become of them unknowingly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, They are your brothers and from your race, worshipping at night as you do. But they will be people who, when they are alone, transgress the sacred limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They pray. They worship at night. They look righteous, pious, nice jubba, nice topi, nice imama, miswak, everything. But in private, they cross the boundaries and the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They exceed what Sharia has told them to do. They do things against Sharia, against Islam, against lawful. Only unlawful things in private. But in front of people, there is no one more pious than this person. But when the person is alone, there is no bigger shaitan than that person. Or there's no greater sinful person than that person. Or there's no greater sinner than that person. Today, what this looks like? Door is locked. Lights are switched off. Screens are glowing. No one watching you except Allah. Instill this in your mind, dear youngsters of Madani Channel, at this moment. Allah is watching you. Whether you are alone in your room, alone in your house, alone in any open area, wherever you are, Allah is watching you and is looking at what you are watching. In the terms of Allah knows what you are doing. You are watching haram, Allah is letting the angels write bad deeds on your book of deeds. But if you're watching something good, Allah gets happy, Allah is pleased that my banda knows no one is watching him, but he believes that I'm watching him. And he's protecting himself from sins. Then Allah forgives that person. Allah blesses that person. Private sin destroys public righteousness. You cannot consume or consume haram in secret and expect sweetness in tahajjud. I hope that hits. Now let that sink in. You cannot consume haram in secret and expect sweetness in tahajjud. It does not work. Constantly you are watching haram, doing haram. But reading your salah, thinking you're going to get the lazat or the sweetness of salah. Through that salah, if Allah wants, He can remove you from the habit of doing haram. But you doing haram, but then I also say, you know what, let me perform tahajjud today. Let me keep fast today. Example, if it's not Ramadan, let me fast. Let me do this. But you're doing haram at the end of the day. How are you balancing haram and good deeds? You leave haram completely, then you'll only gain the sweetness of the good deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, and He commands, translation from Kanzul Iman, command the Muslim men to keep their gaze somewhat low and protect their private parts. This is much purer for them. Indeed, Allah is aware of their actions. Allah is aware, not just aware of what you clicked, aware of why you clicked. Lowering the gaze today includes and viewers of Madani Channel, especially the teenagers and the newly, or you can say the young adults of this generation. Lowering the gaze today includes not looking at Instagram explore pages anymore, not looking at TikTok feeds anymore, not looking at YouTube suggestions anymore, not looking at the wrong and haram advertisements that come, and not even accidental scrolling. Don't scroll, don't even fall into the trap of doing that. That thing is very dangerous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who become pious, or loves those who are pious. And you can gain piety by lowering your gaze, by not looking at a na-mahram, someone that is unlawful for you to look at. Don't look at that person. It is haram for you to do that. You lower your gaze in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the difficulties on the Day of Judgment for you. Subhanallah. And your algorithm, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, now known as X, your algorithm is shaped by your choice. And I'm confirmed that everyone who is watching agrees with me, that whatever you search or constantly watch, those are the only things that you get. So your algorithm is shaping your choices, or is shaped by your choices. If your feed is corrupt, your clicks built it. This ayah is not outdated. It is more relevant than ever, in the sense that Quran was revealed centuries ago. It was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1400 years ago. Yet it is still teaching us in this age and time that one should lower his gaze, whether it is physical, in the terms of publicly, or whether it is in private. Now, let's speak honestly that many Muslims are addicted to social media in the haram way. There are some who are addicted to social media because of gaining knowledge. They want to gain knowledge. But there are some who are addicted to haram on social media. Endless scrolling. It shortens the attention span. It makes Quran, or in the sense that it makes you not read Quran. It detaches you away from the Quran. It makes salah feel longer. Honestly, a person who constantly scrolls and scrolls and scrolls until 2-3 a.m. at night, when he tries to perform salah, he says, salah is so long. When is it going to finish? Allahu Akbar, when you're endlessly scrolling for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, but when it comes to 5-10 minutes of salah, you're feeling it heavy upon yourself. It makes zikr feel boring. A person doesn't want to do zikr anymore because he's so engrossed in scrolling. And why? Because the brain becomes addicted to constant stimulation. Where we the ones who trained it, by the way. Now when you stand in prayer, your mind cannot even focus for 30 seconds. Every person knows when we perform salah and we stand up for salah and we say Allahu Akbar and fold our hands, where do we look? We look at the place we perform sajda. But because our attention span has decreased so much that now we can't even focus on that one spot that we make sajda. We're constantly looking here, looking there, looking here, looking there. Why? Because we feel the urge of looking at something like our Instagram feeds, Instagram reels, Facebook reels, or TikTok feed, or whatever it is called, TikTok reels. Now you should ask yourself, that when was the last time you read Quran without checking your phone? If you can scroll for an hour but struggle with 5 minutes of Quran, something is wrong with your discipline. That you can take out more than half an hour but for scrolling, but when it comes to Quran, you're having difficulty. Allah Azza wa Jal warns. So destruction is for those performers of salah who are neglectful of their salah. Those who show off. Riya, showing off. Today is subtle, posting worship for validation. See, remember we talked about digital in this age, how we can protect our iman online. What we do now is we perform our good deeds. mashallah, subhanallah, fasting, roza, charity, salah. But why do we need to constantly make a video of us and post it for people to see that I'm such a pious person, I'm such a generous person, I'm such a patient person? We charity photos for applause, Ramadan aesthetics for engagement. It's Ramadan. And people are posting so that people can see. People are posting tasbihs. People are posting their hand on the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Some people, what are they doing? They don't even read Quran. They open the Quran, put their hand on it, took a picture, posted it on social media, and closed the Quran. They didn't even read Quran. And they're posting it online. Why? People need to call them pious. They want validation. Ask yourself. If there were no likes, even I have to speak like for the modern, the youngsters. If there were no likes, would you still post it? If there were no views, would you still do it? The heart slowly begins to worship numbers. And that is dangerous. We need to worship Allah. But now we worship so that we can see how many people saw us doing this action. Social media manufactures illusions. And honestly speaking, I want this to be instilled in our hearts and minds. Social media manufactures illusion. Perfect lives, fake. Perfect marriages, fake. Perfect wealth, fake. All haram, or most of it haram. And then you feel dissatisfaction, or you feel unsatisfied. Allah says, "La in shakartum la azidannakum." If you are grateful, I will henceforth give you more. Comparison kills gratitude. Gratitude strengthens iman. The more you compare, the more ungrateful you become. And an ungrateful heart weakens. It becomes weak. And he falls prey into losing iman digitally or online. People fear data leaks. And we fear this also. That if someone had to get our personal information, contact number, banking details, address, we could, our money, our wealth, everything could get stolen, our valuables, etc. People fear data leaks, they fear hackers, but they forget something greater. Allah Azza wa Jal says, He does not utter a single word, except that there is a ready record keeper angel seated next to Him. Every comment you made, every DM you sent, every voice note you sent, every search you made, every single thing is recorded in your book of deeds. We fear data leaks. But what about our book of deeds get leaked to people? Has anyone ever thought about it like that? Okay, we fear data leaks, banking detail leaks. But we don't fear our bad deeds getting leaked to other people. There is no such thing, and I'm going to be very blunt and easy, inshallah, on this. There is no such thing as clearing one's history or browsing history. You clear your browsing history. Your phone now is empty and clean. No one can see it, but Allah saw it. Allah ordered the angels to write what He searched, to write what He saw, to write what He did, to write what He heard. The only way for you to get a clean slate is to make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if you are serious about protecting your iman, and inshallah we will end off with this, remove the apps that trigger sins. No phone in the bedroom after a certain hour. Install content fillers. Replace scrolling with Quran time. Take one day a week off social media. Leave social media completely, even if it is for good as well. Leave it. Spend time with family, your children, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your aunties, your relatives, your friends. Do some physical activity so you can gain strength so that you can stand up at night and read tahajjud. Do some activity that gives you energy in your body so that you don't get weak. A weak body becomes weak in ibadat. A strong body gets stronger while doing ibadat. So get strong. Create, or let us say, choose what you search wisely, or search wisely. Things that you see, things that you ever did in the past. Make tawbah of everything. now make you, now change your feed, your reels. Make dua daily, O Allah, purify my heart and guard my gaze. Now, a final reflective question. If Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were to be in our room or walked into our room while we were on our phone, would we panic or not? Now, ask the harder question. Allah sees you every second, every click, every glance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed in the body there is a piece of flesh. If it is sound, the whole body is sound. If it is corrupted, the whole body is corrupted. Indeed, it is the heart. So digital life is shaping your heart daily. And the hardest question to ask now is, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were to be at that moment by you while you're using your phone, would you feel shy or would you feel happy? Either purify your heart and go Jannah, or remain as is. And obviously, without Iman, a person cannot go to Jannah. And one of the ways people are losing their Iman is because of listening to every person they can see on social media and getting corrupt beliefs. Your phone will not enter the grave. Your followers will not answer for you. Your likes will not defend you. But your heart will testify. Protect your gaze. Protect your Iman, protect your time, protect your private moments, because the strongest Muslim today is not the one who avoids public sinning. The strongest Muslim is that one who protects himself from sinning publicly and privately. And no, Allah is watching. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to protect our Iman physically and digitally, and may we lower our gaze and protect our eyes and our private parts. Ameen bijay khatim nabiyyin sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Hold tight the keys that light the way, they turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the keys that light the way, they turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.